We think it's a successful night. Felt fortunate that we were able to draft Demarius Randall that late. You know, like a lot of names have to come off, and that's a hard thing to kind of go through. But we're glad to be where we are. We're looking forward to hopefully doing some good tomorrow as well. And I'll take questions.
Ted, can this guy play a lot of different positions for you in the back end? Is he strictly a safety? Can he get on the edge?
No, we think he's a very versatile player. We're probably lining him up as a corner. But in Dom's system, you know, his defensive backs are all over the place, so it's hard to keep up with who's playing what.
So is he more than a slot corner? You need to play outside, you think?
Yeah, we'll see about that. He's a good athlete, baseball player, good ball skills, heady. He's a good player.
Through when you started to like him, and maybe as the picks started to come down, it felt pretty good that he was still going to be there.
No, we've been for some time now. We've had him pretty high up on our board, and you know, the more you go back and look, you know, he's just a good football player. We were talking amongst our scouts today, and you know, you have so long to sit around and angst about everything. You have a tendency to. If you're not careful, you start worrying about things, and I'm adamant that that's the wrong thing to do. You never worry about stuff. So we looked back at it and said, if at the end of the day we get just a good football player, it doesn't matter where we have to take him. If we have to take a guy higher than you want to take him, it doesn't matter. We just wanted a good football player. In this case, we took a good football player, in our opinion, and we took him at a place where it was very reasonable in terms of cost.
So is need the tiebreaker? You talked about how you don't wait it very often, but you did lose Tremont and you did lose Devon House, so how does that factor in to get this pick?
Right. There wasn't much conversation when it got to be our pick. Took a few that a couple of teams were wanting to move back up at the end of the round. We didn't do anything.
What do you like best about this guy, Ted?
I think he's a football player. I think he's got really good ball skills. He's got kind of a knack for catching the ball, you know. He's capable of punt returns. He's played center field in baseball and at junior college, which I think is a marvelous trait to have as a defensive back. And he's just one of those kind of guys. I think he's one of those kind of guys, you know, if you're choosing up a team in Little League, that he probably got picked first all the time.
So you always talk about having as many swings as you can. So those calls weren't tempting enough for you? You like the kid way more than you like the idea of getting an extra pick?
Yeah, quite frankly, some of the trade proposals to us were a little bit skewed in the other team's favor. And that's the way it normally is. You know, it's skewed some way.
You mentioned his return ability. How big of a factor is that when you're weighing these guys?
Well, in terms of drafting, you know, I don't know that it is. It's something that we'll explore. He's done that in junior college and maybe even at Arizona State on a limited basis, but I'm not going to tell you that he's done a lot of it. So that's something that we'll see.
When you're looking at a guy like this, you project a corner. Did you go all the way back to his junior college and watch that tape to see how he did there? Or was it just basically his Arizona State stuff?
Yeah, no, he played a lot of football at Arizona State. We saw what we needed to see, we felt like. I'm sorry, I couldn't.
Like Micah Hyde from a couple years back. Do you look for a guy that can play corner and safety? Are you really just looking for that athletic type, or, you know, is that just kind of how the cookies fell?
It's just how the cookies fell. I suppose. You know, again, with me, you know, I don't like to get too technical. I just like to get good football players. And And I think, you know, Micah, of course, has shown that that's exactly what he is, a really good football player. We're hopeful that Damaris can be that kind of player.
Couple more. Ted, what do you think about, in general, when you guys kind of take a circuitous route to where they are? I mean, he played only 2 years at Arizona State. He didn't even play football for a little while there. How does that factor into your thinking, or does it not? Is it possible that with only 2 years at Arizona State, he's still got a lot more that he can become as a football player because he was only at that school for 2 years?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think you can base a decision on whether you're going to draft a guy off of he has more upside because he didn't play when he was a youth. I just think you factored in, and like I say, the fact that I'm literally telling you the truth. The fact that he played baseball, you know, especially in the outfield and things like that, I think is a really good thing because of space and awareness and understanding of angles and that sort of thing. Oh, sure. Yeah. No, most of his stuff would – he played safety. He's starting safety for him and a good one. And it was told to me the reason that he wasn't – he would have been their best corner. This is what was told to me. But their defense, the safety play is so important and crucial to the production of the defense that they had to play him on the inside. But he lines up in the slot and that sort of thing. No. A big school like that, you cover it as much as you can.
One more, please.
Ted, any concern in not having a lot of tall guys at cornerback on the roster right now? 6 foot.
No, we're tall enough.